Prophet of mercy, O my beloved, Prophet of mercy, O my beloved, Prophet of mercy, O my beloved, Prophet of mercy. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our series entitled The Prophet of Mercy Inshallah Azza wa Jal In this episode we will discuss how our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is a mercy for the ummah, for his nation. But before we go into this, let us hear a narration regarding Durood Sharif, salawat and salam, sending peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Once a Sahabi Nabi, a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will spend my entire time, meaning after fulfilling the fara'id, the obligations, and those rights that are binding upon me, I will spend the rest of my time sending peace and blessings upon you. And what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? That if you were to do this, then this will be sufficient to remove your difficulties and worries and have your sins forgiven as well. Subhanallah. Such a beautiful remedy for the many, many problems that we are facing today. You ask a Muslim, they say, I have this problem, that problem, I've got tension, I'm going through stress, worry, depression. And here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has guaranteed that your depression, your worry, your stress will be removed. Why? Because he is the most truthful from creation. And he, alayhi salatu wasalam, has told us, if you spend all your time reciting salawat and salam, peace and blessings upon him, then this will be enough to remove all your worries. All your worries will be gone. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, along with this, your sins will be forgiven as well. Obviously, minor sins are meant here, because major sins are only forgiven after tawbah, repentance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable every single one of us to devote our time to reciting peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to reap its benefits. Ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now the topic, as I mentioned, is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being a mercy for the ummah. We heard in the last few episodes how the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam is a mercy for every single thing in creation, whether that's humans, animals, the entire universe is وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. But for the believers, those who believed in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the message he came with, he is a special type. For the believers, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mercy is beyond any form of mercy that he will show to others. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we will hear a bit about this. It must be remembered that as soon as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to this world, as soon as he blessed the world with his noble presence, his blessed lips were moving. And what was he saying? Rabbi habli ummati. This was the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as soon as he opened his blessed eyes in this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, wahabtuka ummataka بِأَعْلَى هِمَّتِكَ. That, O beloved Habib alayhi salam, I have gifted you your ummah because of your high determination. I have granted you your ummah. And it's also mentioned in Al-Kalamul Awdah fi tafsiri Alam Nashrah a book written by the father of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh. It's mentioned that the angels were then addressed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ishhadu ya malaikati, O angels, bear witness, anna habibi lam yansa ummatahu inda al-wilada, that my beloved Habib alayhi salam, my beloved, he did not forget his ummah at the time of his birth. فَكَيْفَ يَنْسَاهَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, how will he forget them on the day of judgment? Subhanallah. So this was how, as soon as he came into this world, he showed mercy for his ummah. And then we know that throughout his life, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he showed many, many incidents of his love, his mercy for the ummah, how much he cared for them, his compassion. And one verse of the Quran sums this up so beautifully. In Surah Tawbah, verse 128, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. That indeed a messenger from amongst you has come to you. Meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was from their tribe, the Arabs of that time. And in one tafsir it says, min anfasikum, which means the most pure from you. So his nasab is the most pure, he is the most pure character from amongst you. Azizun alayhi ma anittum. The difficulty and adversity that befalls you is very difficult for him to bear. It's great for him to bear. It's such a massive burden for him. Meaning when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam sees his ummati struggling, facing hardship, this is difficult for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to bear. And it doesn't just end there. The verse says, harisun alaykum. He is eager to see you prosper. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam wants to see you succeed, wants to see you achieve goodness. Bil mu'mineen ra'ufur rahim. And the mu'mineen, the believers, have been specified in this verse that he is ra'uf and he is rahim for the believers. He is all compassionate, he is all merciful for the believers. We learn in this verse, he is so affectionate towards his believers. Now you have a mother who wants what's best for her child. She doesn't want to see him or her harmed. She doesn't want to see the children suffer. Even more than this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is merciful towards us. He wants to keep us away from harm. He wants to see us prosper. So let us hear some narrations in this regard. Sayyiduna Zayd bin Khalid Juhani radiyallahu ta'ala, he narrates. This hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, if it was not difficult for my ummah, if this action was not difficult for my ummah, I would have made it obligatory for them to use miswak at every salah time. Whenever namaz time would enter, whenever they would perform salah, which is 5 times a day as we know, I would have made it obligatory upon my ummati to use the miswak. But because it's difficult for them, I have not done so. What we also learn from this hadith sharif is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has full authority to change the ahkam as he sees best. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was asked by a sahabi, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do we have to perform hajj every year? This beautiful journey, this pilgrimage that every Muslim looks forward to undertaking. A person yearns to undertake this blessed journey. Some people are so fortunate that they get to perform hajj many times throughout their lives. Some people, they save all their lives just to go and perform it once. And there are others who never undertake this journey. So this sahabi radiallahu ta'ala, and he asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is performing hajj obligatory every single year? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wherever I don't mention, don't ask me about it. If I had said yes, then you would have to perform Hajj every single year. And again, the Prophet ﷺ's mercy towards the Ummah, that he didn't want them to face difficulty, not only in this life, not only in this world, but in the hereafter. The Prophet ﷺ will be merciful towards the believers. And remember, in this world, everybody, whether you're a Muslim, whether you're a non-Muslim, everybody receives a portion of that mercy from the Prophet ﷺ. Prophet ﷺ said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted me 3 supplications. The Prophet ﷺ says, I used 2 of them in this world. And what did I use? What did I supplicate for? Allahumma ighfir li ummati. Allahumma ighfir li ummati. 2 of my supplications have been used for this, to supplicate for the forgiveness of my ummah. And what about the 3rd supplication? What purpose has that been saved for? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wa akhartu thalitha." I have saved the 3rd supplication. I have delayed it until the day of judgment. For a day, لِيَوْمٍ يَرْغَبُ إِلَيَّ الْخَلْقُ كُلُّهُمْ حَتَّى إِبْرَاهِيمُ. I have saved it for a day in which all of creation will turn to me for help. All of creation will be inclined towards me, and they will be seeking my help. حَتَّى إِبْرَاهِيمُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ. Even Sayyiduna Ibrahim عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ, the intimate, close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, even he alayhi salam will be in need of my dua and my help on that day. So again, the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman, he mentions in Fatawa Razviya Sharif, he says, O sinful ummah, have you not ever pondered about how merciful our master, our owner, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is? Have you not ever pondered upon this? Have you not thought about the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam did not use supplications for himself? Those supplications which were guaranteed to be accepted, he never used them for himself. Each time he remembered his ummah. And the 3rd one he has saved for this ummah as well. Do you not think about this? And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he mentions, Wallahi Al-Azim, by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, by the one who has made the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam so affectionate towards us, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is more affectionate, more merciful, more compassionate than a mother could ever be towards her child. A mother is sometimes affectionate, sometimes she's, you know, she takes certain other measures. She disciplines them. But here, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi says that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is so merciful for every single ummati, not just a few, not just some of them, but for every single ummati, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is more merciful than any mother could ever be to her child. These are the things that we should ponder about. Views of Madani Channel, that we have that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who when he came to this world, he remembers us. When he will rise on the day of judgment, he will remember us. So throughout his life, he was remembering us. He would cry for us. So we learn that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mercy for the ummah knows no limits. The mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for this ummah has no limit. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he once recited the following verses of the Quran. The first one, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Rabbi innahunna adlalna kathiran minan nas, faman tabi'ani fa innahu minni, wa man 'asani fa innaka ghafurur rahim. This was the statement of Ibrahim alayhi salam against his followers. He said, O Allah, the idols that they worshipped have misguided many of them. So, O Allah, whoever follows me from my nation, then he is mine. وَمَنْ عَصَانِي, whoever doesn't follow me, whoever disobeys me, whoever continues worshipping the idols, فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. O Allah, this is up to you. You are Ghafoor, you are Rahim, you are all forgiving, you are all merciful. This is up to you. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited another verse, which was the statement of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam. إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you punish them, then they are your slaves. But if you forgive them, then you are Almighty, you are All Wise. After reciting these two verses, it's mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam began to cry profusely. He began to shed tears. And he raised his hands and said, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, my Ummah. My Ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam. And Jibreel alayhi salam came and said, Your Lord Allah Azza wa Jal, although he knows why you are crying, he's asked me to ask you, O beloved Habib alayhi salam, why are you crying? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned why he was crying, how he was fearful for his ummah, how he wanted his ummah to be safe from all types of afflictions, punishments, wanted them to receive the mercy of Allah, forgiveness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he was told by Jibreel alayhi salam, this is why your beloved is crying, although he knows his knowledge is pre-eternal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Jibreel alayhi salam and said, O Jibreel alayhi salam, go to my Habib alayhi salam and tell him, إِنَّا سَنُرْضِيكَ فِي أُمَّتِكَ. We will make you happy regarding your ummah, and we will not cause you any grief, O beloved Habib alayhi salam. Look how much the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was worried about our safety, all the believers, that Ya Allah, I do not want them to face the same fate of the previous nations. Ya Allah, hand me my ummah, save my ummah, have mercy on my ummah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would cry for me and you. But when was the last time we cried out of love for the Prophet alayhi salam? When was the last time we remembered these favors of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? When was the last time we pondered about this? That if it was not for the Prophet alayhi salam, maybe our state would have been different. Maybe punishment would have seized us. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam prayed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, specifically mentioned us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the glad tidings that, O beloved Habib alayhi salam, soon we will make you happy, we will please you regarding your ummah. We will not make you sad. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam remembered his ummah throughout his life. In one narration, which is mentioned in Tirmidhi, Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhu, the khadim, servant of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he states that, I ask, O beloved, intercede for me on the Day of Judgment. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, I will intercede. I will intercede. What we learn from this action of Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhu, a sahabi of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we also should supplicate. As'aluka shafa'ata ya Rasulullah. As'aluka shafa'ata ya Rasulullah. O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I seek your shafa'ah, your intercession, so that I can face ease in the hereafter, so that I can gain entry into Jannah without accountability. O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, intercede for me. This is not something of today. This is not something that was made by the scholars of today, that they decided one day to plead in the court of the Prophet alayhi wa sallam and seek his intercession. This is a sahabi, a companion, and who knows better, a companion, or somebody who comes 1400 years later. So the companions are telling us, seek the shafa'ah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Seek the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what did the Prophet alayhi wa sallam say? He did not reply and say, O my companion, why are you asking me for shafa'ah? Why are you asking me to intercede for you? Why don't you supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, that yes, I will intercede for you. I will intercede for you. And the Sahabi Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala, and he continues. And he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, on the Day of Judgment, where will I find you? When I search for you, where shall I search? Where shall I look? Where will you be? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, first of all, search for me by the pul sirat, The bridge of Sirat, this bridge that we hear about, thinner than a strand of hair, sharper than a sword, but for the pious believers, as wide as a valley. May Allah make it as wide as a valley for all of us. So the Prophet ﷺ said, find me at the Pul Sirat. The Sahabi asked, if you're not there, where shall I seek you next? And the Prophet ﷺ said, if you cannot find me at the Pul Sirat, then search for me at the Mizan, the weighing scales. I will be there. And then the Sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I do not find you near the weighing scales, then where? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then search for me by the Hawd al-Kawthar, the fountain of Kawthar, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be giving this water, this blessed water from the fountain to his ummatis to drink. He will be satiating them, quenching their thirst, after which they will never feel thirsty again. And they will only drink in paradise for the ladha, for the taste. But they will never feel thirsty after drinking from the fountain of Kawthar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, find me at the Hawd, the fountain of Kawthar. Because on the day of judgment, you will not find me at other than these three places. The Pul Sirat, the weighing scales, and the fountain of Kawthar. Meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be helping his ummah cross the bridge of Sirat. Then he will be helping them whilst their accountability is taking place. And he will also be giving them to drink, quenching their thirst at the Hawz al-Kawthar. Look at the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just look at the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it's mentioned in the ahadith that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam veiled himself from this world, when he departed from this world, a life spent thinking about the ummah, a life spent worrying about the ummah, a life spent crying for the ummah, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam finally chose to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he was given a choice to remain here forever or to meet Allah, he chose Allah, Rafiqul A'la. Then the Sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala narrates the hadith. He states that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was being placed into his blessed grave, the Sahabi says, I saw the blessed, beautiful lips of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam moving. I saw the lips of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam moving. And what was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying? Ummati, ummati, ummati. Even at that moment, we heard how when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to this world, he remembered his ummah. He would cry for his ummah. And when he is leaving this world, we know when he went on the night of Mi'raj to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he remembered his ummah. Never did he forget his ummah. Always thinking about the ummah. And the verse says, he's eager to see you prosper, O ummati. When you fall into difficulty, this is hard for him to bear. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being lowered into his blessed grave and still he's remembering his ummah. Look at the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ummati, ummati, ummati. And one narration, such a powerful narration, if somebody wants to learn about how much the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves his ummah. You know, it's not a love that is momentary. It's not a love that is conditional. This is unconditional love. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves his ummah so much. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when I pass away, telling knowledge of the unseen, when I pass away, I will continuously proclaim in my grave, I will continuously say in my grave, Rabbi ummati, ummati. O Allah, my nation, my nation. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will not say this for a specific amount of time and then stop saying it. The hadith continues and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that I will continue saying Rabbi ummati ummati all the way until the horn is blown to announce the day of judgment. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I will continue to say Rabbi ummati ummati. I will continue to remember my ummah all the way until the horn is blown by Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salam to announce the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. Just ponder, Ummati. O follower of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just think for a moment. What have we done to deserve this? Our a'mal, non-existent. Our character, dissimilar to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our lives, spent the way we want to spend them. Not the way the Prophet alayhi salam wants to see us. If you look at the sins we've committed, do we deserve such mercy? Did we pray to be in this ummah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us. Did we have to perform mujahada? Did we have to go through strenuous activities, actions, and then only then we were accepting this ummah? No. Other prophets alayhi wasalam were desirous to be in this ummah. But me and you, we gained that good fortune. We didn't deserve it. But now that we are an ummati, now that we've learned how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam wants us to succeed, our falling into difficulty is hard for him to bear, what are we doing in return? What are we doing to repay this? What are we doing to show the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we're grateful? Because the hadith states, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. The one who is not grateful to the people is not grateful to Allah. Any person who does something good to you, you should be grateful to him. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we gained iman because of him. We gained life because of him. All the blessings that we receive because we're Muslims is through the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In this world, when we die, we see the Prophet alayhi wasallam in our grave. When we are raised, we will be inshallah with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We will go into Jannah behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. All these things we take for granted. And we don't remember our benefactor, the one who has time and time again blessed us. But an ummati should be the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam wants to be. The Prophet alayhi wasallam performs salah. How many of us perform our salah 5 times a day? Qurratu ayni fi salah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the coolness of my eyes can be found in prayer. How many of us are providing coolness to the eyes of the Prophet alayhi wasallam? The Prophet alayhi wasallam wants us to be muttaqi, fearful, pious. The one who fears the punishment of Allah, avoids the prohibitions. How many of us fit this category? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam wants us to see the same character that he showed throughout his life. How many of us show that beautiful character? Is it the case that people are gaining a bad impression of Islam because of our actions? Ma'adhallah, na'udhubillah. So respected brothers, time is short. I would have liked to have mentioned other examples of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mercy for the ummah. But I will stop here. This is sufficient. And this is enough to remind someone to wake up and realize how blessed we are. Rahmatul lil alameen. The Prophet alayhi wa sallam is a mercy for all the worlds, but especially for the believers. He doesn't want to see us in difficulty. He wants to see us happy. He wants to see us succeed. But we look at our lives, we look at the worries, the tensions, the difficulties. Why is that? That's because we ourselves have turned away from his path. We ourselves are not following him. If we follow him, we receive his blessings. We receive his mercy in abundance. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable all of us to understand Maqam-i Mustafa, the station of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how much he loves us. We love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because he loved us. He loved us more than anything. He loved us more than anyone could ever love us. The amount of love the Prophet alayhi salam has for us, we cannot measure. But know that you will go to Jannah because of the Prophet alayhi salam. You will seek comfort in the grave because of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Your successes in this world will be because of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So only an unwise, foolish person will turn away from that court and not seek blessings from that court, not seek the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah enable us to follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah enable us to follow him in his statements, his actions, his every single manner that he showed during his life, every single character trait, every single etiquette that he left behind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to gain a complete share of his mercy. Ameen, bijahi an-nabiy al-ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Oh my beloved prophet of mercy. Oh my beloved prophet of mercy. Oh my beloved prophet of mercy. beloved Prophet of Mercy.